Reading from Hebrews 4, verse 12. For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. This is Hebrews 4, verse 12.
Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 6, 2023. If you were tuned in yesterday and you heard some of Levi Vincent's testimony and some of the tips on sharing, how to be a pollinator, how to use your gifts, your talents, just being yourself, believing in yourself as you have been equipped that day, as you read God's word, as you prayed, as you asked him to use you in various settings, maybe setting up those divine appointments, how to be kind and how to be real so that you could share the good news message of Jesus. So that was yesterday, but you also were slightly introduced to Elijah Eastfold. He's our new intern, and I'm very happy and pleased. He comes from a great line of Eastfolds. I think that whole family, everyone's biblical. You have Paul, who's the servant extraordinaire here at the Springfield Studios. He's been helping for so many years. He and Carolyn, and he's what I call the best dressed volunteer. He always comes in with nice slacks, a silk shirt. He always looks way better than me, and he answers phones, does data entry. Anyways, he's just been a great guy. Well, his grandson, a week or so ago, came to the studios. I think I was working on a Saturday or a Friday. I can't remember what day you came in, Elijah, but I had a radio announcement requesting if you want to be an intern, tell me some of the things that you would like to learn, some of your gift sets or abilities, or why you would like to be a part of the internship. And so I was very impressed from the start, not only because he's an Eastfold and everything I know about Eastfolds has been really good, but I'm going to give you some tips, young people that are tuned in today. He followed up, which I appreciated. He was polite. He was groomed, well-dressed, nice shirt on. He came in. So his very presence of coming in impressed me, because I've had three other people that have talked about wanting an internship, but it was a grandparent talking about they wanted their granddaughter to come in. It was a father. He said, oh, I have a son that's really gifted in radio, and I think an internship would be great to him. And then there was another person that said they had somebody, one of their family members, that would be great as an intern. And I said, great. Well, none of them showed up yet. And yet, here comes Elijah, and he had his envelope, which had the information that he would have mailed, but I appreciated they came in person. And so I said, well, let's go upstairs. And so we sat down at my desk, and I read through some of the information he had about some of the activities involved in his church. He wants to serve the Lord. He wanted to be involved in radio because he has some background knowledge with electronics and with computer skills. And I said, oh, that fit really well with us. So we talked for a little while. I showed them all around, and then we sat down again and talked some more, and I was impressed. He's very polite. He's been homeschooled, great manners, good-looking kind of all-American kid. And as we're sitting down and I'm telling him some more stories and going through some of the things that he might get to learn and what are his expectations and goals and desires, and I look out the window and I see this really nice truck, and I said, wow, you have a really nice truck. And he goes, oh, that's my dad. I said, oh, did he drop you off? Yeah. Oh, he's still out there? Because I had spent about an hour with him, and I thought, oh, his dad's sitting outside all this time. So I said, hey, let's go down and talk to him. I wanted to apologize. I didn't know he was out there. So we go downstairs and go out onto the parking lot, and I got to meet David. Great all-American guy, seems like a great dad, good personality. And I got to brag up his son. I said, David, you know, your son came in. He was polite. He was forthright. He was here. He showed some enthusiasm. I said, I think he's going to be a shoo-in. And the fact that Paul is his grandfather, which shouldn't make a difference because Elijah held his own, but I said, Paul is such a gift to this radio ministry. I said, you're almost a shoo-in just because of that. But I said, your son has a lot of good characteristics, and I think it'll be a good fit. And so I got to meet with David for a while and talk through some of the expectations interns and how this internship would work. So yesterday was his first day on the air. You may have heard him open up the program with a scripture reading when I interviewed Levi, and I think he made another comment or two during the broadcast. But today it's going to be a light testimony Tuesday because we have some listener letters that we're going to read, and he's picked out a couple songs that we're going to play. And I think this will be a great way of beginning to introduce him to our radio listening family. And I thought by having some of these letters read, it'll help him catch the vision that this ministry has on people, the impact, how God uses it to bless, to encourage, to equip, how he, by doing many of the behind-the-scenes work and tasks and duties, he will be furthering God's kingdom. So it's a great high calling to be a part of. And as an intern, our commitment is to train him in a number of different ways and introduce him to different technologies and methods and means of communicating the gospel. There'll be marketing and customer service and listener relations and some of the technology. And so from time to time, you're going to probably be hearing Elijah's voice. He's going to do some voiceovers, help with dedicated days, and some of the other programming and a host of other different things. So excited to have him on board. He's going to join me again tomorrow because we're going to do a bit of a recap of the recent Billy Sunday gathering that was here in Springfield. And we'll have Kevin Slott back to talk about what God did and their hope for the future in 2024 for another big event here in Springfield. But Elijah, I asked you about your favorite Christian artists and some of the music that you appreciate, and you said you like some of the old hymns, that they resonate, some of those lyrics and the message that's conveyed, and you said you love that Come Thou Font. So many of our listeners are familiar with Fernando Ortega, and so here's Fernando Ortega singing Come Thou Font.
Come Thou Font of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name I'm fixed upon it, the name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast drawn me to this place, and I know thy hand will lead me safely home. Sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. To grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy good
That was Fernando Ortega, Come Thou Font, a song picked out by our new intern. In fact, he didn't pick out the artist. I said, I only have that song by a few of our artists. So Fernando Ortega is one of my favorites. So that's why we played it. But in the studio with me today, his first kind of full interview time during a Mark and Friends program is Elijah Eastvold. He officially started last Friday, but we have him on the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends this week, and we'll have him doing various other tasks throughout the coming weeks and months. But appreciate Elijah. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also WLUJ.org. But Elijah's 17. He's the son of David and Rachel Eastvold. His granddad and grandmother are Paul and Carolyn Eastvold, who are super volunteers for this radio ministry that have helped in a number of ways. And you might have heard Carolyn's testimony and some of her share in her passion for teaching the scriptures to women and ladies. Donna Leland has had her on a few times, and we'd appreciate both of them, how they've sacrificially given to this radio ministry and volunteered in so many different ways. Well, their grandson, Elijah, submitted an application about 10 or so days ago, and so here he is being a part of today's broadcast. Now, we opened up with a verse that you really enjoyed, Elijah. It was Hebrews 4:12, talking about the Word of God being living and active. What is it about that verse that resonates with you, or why pick that out of all the verses you could talk about?
So this verse tells us that the Word of God speaks for itself and can convict for itself through the power of the Spirit, and that we don't need it explained if the Spirit will clarify it. Now, this isn't to say that we shouldn't listen to what people have to say about it. That's not to say that what they have to say isn't very good, but it means that the Scriptures have a power of their own through the Spirit.
And also what you're going to find as you're relatively new on your faith journey, but when it says it's living and active, the unique power behind God's Word is you can read a verse today and then read it again next week or a year from now, and it's like an onion where you can peel off new layers or garner new insights, or the Holy Spirit can bring new conviction, or you can read it and it's like a diamond. There's different facets to it. There's newer insights. It holds its own. I mean, it's God's Word. It's inspired. And yet, sometimes it can help us where before it seemed like it didn't fit the situation, but it's always living. It's active. It, like you said, it carries its own power. So, yeah, we highly recommend reading God's Word. And in fact, we have some listeners that read God's Word and listen to God's Word and appreciate the radio ministry because we proclaim God's Word. So we have some listener letters out in front of us. And so this is a way of encouraging Elijah to know that his efforts, his behind-the-scenes work are touching people's lives. And so what do you have in front of you there?
This one is from Maranatha Baptist Church in Rantoul.
Pastor Mark serves there.
Mark, it was so good to see you as you attended a service during our spring revival. Your presence was so encouraging and helpful. I do hope you felt that you were helped by the Bible messages from Dr. Edgar Figali. I so appreciate your ministry to the area with Great News Radio. Your help with the interview and announcements had a good impact and influence on our spring revival. We will send a small donation to the ministry soon. I hope to attend another ministry leader's luncheon as well. I am thankful for your kindness to me. Thanks for your interest and attendance. Have a great day. your friend, Pastor Mark Wilkerson.
Yeah, Mark's a part of our ministry leader monthly luncheon, and so I saw him just a few days ago when he attended this past Thursday. Appreciate him and his passion for the Lord, preaching God's word, and he serves in Rantoul at the Maranatha Baptist Church. Here's a note from Douglas and Linda from Chatham, Illinois. Linda and I have listened to WLUJ for some 20 years. Thank you for all the blessings! Exclamation point. Signed, Douglas and Linda. Thanks, guys, for your support.
This one's from Kathy in Taylorville.
Hey, Kathy.
WLUJ Radio, thank you for years of helpful teaching and wonderful music. Life has so many ups and downs, divorce, death of family, joblessness, etc. Thank you for spreading God's words where we all can't go at the right time and place. Much love, Kathy from Taylorville.
Thank you, Kathy. And Elijah, I'm hoping you're going to be encouraged by this feedback from the listeners, because your efforts, actually, for you, listener, that supports this radio ministry, that prays for us, that volunteers, we can't do it without you. And the impact is tremendous, as people day and night can tune in to one of our 19 frequencies, whether they're incarcerated, whether they're on the road, whether they're at home or traveling. These broadcasts go out, so we appreciate how God can use what's said and shared to his glory. Here's a message from Sylvia from Covington, Indiana. Dear Mark and friends, you people just get better with your radio programming, with the inserts of scripture reading and praise. Not only on the radio, but at the station, you schedule godly programs. God bless you. Good to you people. Love you, Sylvia. Well, thank you, Sylvia. Thank you for your ongoing support and writing us all the time.
So this one is from Clarice. I get very depressed in prison with all this wickedness always around me. I was very touched last month when Donna Leland said to keep Clarice uplifted in prayer. I'm also sad about losing my mother. Within 8 months, I lost 6 people. In prison, time just escapes us. Please keep me in prayer for my appeal. Also, I want to know the cost of sponsoring one day broadcast. From Clarice.
Clarice is a sweet one. She writes us all the time and faithfully supports us when she can. And it's pretty amazing how God can take a person, like all of us that have sinned, fallen short, and have paid the consequences, been imprisoned or incarcerated for a period of time, and yet God has used it to fortify her faith, to keep her strong and encouraged and blessed, and how somebody like this can bless all of us by taking a tragic situation that she's in and still be hope-filled and fed by the radio broadcasts. And so thank you for being an encouragement to us and your support. And dedicated days are a special way that people can fund the radio ministry. And we do a number of announcements, usually one every hour. We usually record about 5 different announcements. It's a sizable donation that can be given monthly or a one-time gift of $1,000. And that helps pay for the costs of a day of broadcasting with the electric and the staffing and all the things that we do. But to dedicate a day, we would be privileged to honor your anniversary, your birthday, your favorite verses shared over the air. We can make it special for you or the loved one that you want to honor, or maybe you want to honor your pastor or a situation or tell a story. We'd love to talk with you about dedicating a day to God's glory through our broadcast. So appreciate her. And somebody else that I greatly appreciate is Carol from Milford. She writes us each and every month, has been a great dear friend, has traveled with the radio ministry to Israel and other locations. She always has a fun little kind of homemade card. She put, this has been around for a while, Happy Easter, and then cites Luke 24:34. It's true. The Lord has risen, and she has a smiley face. Look at the colorful little stickers and drawing that she has here, Elijah. She puts, Dear Great News Radio family, what a pleasure it gives me to send a donation. God has been faithful to me through many trials. Yesterday, I and a friend had the pleasure of seeing the movie, The Journey, praying for more to be in the audience when the Christian movies are showing. Thank you all for all you do to spread the gospel. God's best to you, Carol. Well, thank you, Carol, for your sweet note. And then on this day, she has a little piece of stationery that says, Spring Awaken. Our thoughts turn to beautiful things. like the happiness our family brings, a fresh new bloom, a singing bird, all nature's blessings seen and heard. Samantha Chase Myers. Oh, well, thank you, Carol. Thank you for your support, your encouraging words, and your love for the Lord. It's evident and radiant when people see you.
This one is from Tom in Springfield.
Hey, Tom.
Who asks for continued prayer for his friend who is recovering from two strokes.
Yeah, I wanted to have that one shared with everyone, Elijah, because we have a great prayer ministry here in the Springfield studios. They meet each and every month and bring out all the prayer requests and pray them up. And we usually write them down and send them out to some of the other prayer warriors that are involved. And in Champaign, we have the first and third Thursday of every month where a community group of believers gather. I call them the passionate followers of Jesus. Gather and pray up requests for the community. And so as a radio ministry, we count it a privilege to petition God on your behalf to intercede. We believe in the power of prayer, and that as you send in requests, you can know that we'll be praying up the specifics. And when it's personal or doesn't need to be conveyed, we keep it confidential. And if it's something that you want known, we're happy to share those requests with our prayer warriors. So thank you so much for sending in those requests. This is a note from Ann from Urbana. Great news radio staff. I would love to send the Prime Life Times as a gift. And she lists a couple and their address. They will start receiving each and every month's edition. Please enclose find a check for the $30 fee. That's a full year's 12 editions of the Prime Life Times for $30. I also include some additional funds to support the ministry. I listen to WGNN every day. Thank you all for your time, energy, and dedication to the radio ministry of sharing the gospel to the world in Christ. And this is from Anne from Urbana. And that is one of the unique aspects of this radio ministry, Elijah. In case you didn't know, we had the 19 frequencies, but we're not just limited to the territory, the coverage, central Illinois and west central Indiana. Because of our three formats that are streamed, we can reach parts of the world. So we have listeners in Russia, in Germany, once in a while a friend in Israel. We have some people in Brazil. So we can see where some of the listeners are. There's a software format that shows where the listener is logged in from. So sometimes it's states around the United States. My brother in Arizona listens each and every day. So he always recaps the morning program and says, I don't do enough shout outs for Marines. He's a Marine. He says, I don't have bankers on often enough. He's a banker. So he always critiques the program and has something funny to say or something that he heard that blessed him or encouraged him in his faith journey. But we have people around the country that tune in. So it's just not central Illinois and those that can tune in the radios. Nowadays, with Hey Google and other streaming devices, people in their kitchen around the country can say, play WLUJ, play Great News Radio, play WGNN. So we appreciate the various ways that God allows our broadcast to touch lives and to help us all in our faith journey to be educated, edified, and evangelized. So hopefully there's something that's being said and shared today that will bless you. And in case you're just tuning in, this is our new intern, Elijah Eastvold. And he just started last Friday, kind of was his first day orientation. He's with us today. He was on yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, and he'll be back tomorrow for some more.
This is a card from Nellie in Decatur.
Hey, Nellie.
She says, bless you all. I love hearing you each day. It makes me smile and thank the Lord for all the good news. Thank you, Nellie.
Thank you, Nellie. And thank you, listener, for tuning in today and learning a little more about our new intern and how God, I hope, uses him in the days ahead and blesses you through his efforts, his energy, his expertise as we train him. So we thank God for our new intern, Elijah Eastvold, and we pray that God will bless you today also. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Elijah Eastvold with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.